With Minister Jenkins from Light of the World, and she is here to practice regarding the July 24th kickoff of Faith, Hope, and Love Week at University Park. Dance Your Shoes Off. And would you like to share with us what attracted you to this? And you mentioned that possibly that your church might be involved also.
Yes. Well, I have a friend, a co-worker with, that works with me. Her name is Terry Europino. Mm-hmm. And Terry was a member also at my church at one time. Mm-hmm. And so she's no longer working with me, but she mm-hmm. is working for Wisher Hospital. Mm-hmm. And so she emailed me and she said, "Karen, I want you to get involved in this." And I said, "What is it?" She said, "It's called Dance Your Shoes Off." And I said, "Well, what is that?" And she said, "It's a ministry, you know, it's Faith, Hope, and Love International ministry that we were involved with a year ago. Uh-huh. And I said, "Oh, yeah, I remember." She said, "I want you to get the church involved with it, especially the youth." I said, "Okay, let me find out first and see what this is all about." So she sent me an email, and she sent me all the information about it. And as soon as I saw it, I knew that was my Bishop T. Garrett Benjamin. Mm-hmm. That's his main ministry, is outreach and working with the youth. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to find out more information about it and present it to the ministers at the church. And so last night I did. I spoke with them, and they said it would be good for the kids, that it would also be good for our outreach ministry. Mm-hmm. And so I am here now to get the steps and learn how to dance and then take it back to the church and hope that the youth can pick up and that we can all get involved in it. It's the main thing, is coming together in unity.
Amen to that. Mm-hmm. God bless you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Patricia Officer, and I'm a part of FHL's praise and worship team this year, Dance Your Shoes Off. And when I was asked to be a part of it and to help instruct, I was so excited when I saw it. I looked at the video on YouTube, and I was like, this is something I want to be a part of. I made time for it. I mean, it's for ordinary people. You don't have to be a dancer. It's about corporate worship and praise. It's fire. I mean, it's exciting. And I mean, you have to get involved in it. It's just so amazing. And I had to do it. I'm a dancer. But this really pulled me, because this is an opportunity for everybody to dance. It's not about perfection. It's not about getting the right turn. It's about making sure you come with a heart of worship and praise and just be on fire that day. I mean, we're excited about it.
Yeah, I was part of your rehearsal today, but I just mess up. And so what's your encouragement for those people that might be intimidated dancing in the public with a couple or 500 people?
Oh, my goodness. I would say it's about your own personal worship anyway, and there's no mess up. It's about you and God, and it's about your connection. Who knows what's going to happen that day? It's going to be electrifying. It's going to be intense because of your personal relationship with God, so there's no mess-ups.
All right. So is this only for certain ages, and what's the qualification, or what can you tell the general public as far as who can get involved in here?
Oh, I tell people it's from 0 to 99.
Okay.
Everybody's more than welcome to come.
All right.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, you just heard from Patricia Officer. She's the one that's coordinating this thing in one area or a couple of areas, and will be overseeing also the dance with Donna Cherry. So God bless you all, and just watch the video, and we'll look forward to be a blessing with you and for you. In Jesus' name, amen.